Everyone, welcome back to Our Reality. My name is Kent, and I am your host, along with former Real Housewife of Orange County, Gina Keough.
Hi, everybody.
I'm so excited for today's episode. We have Teresa Romer on the show. She is a fitness and lifestyle influencer, and she actually has one of the biggest closets in the world. So it's going to be a ton of fun.
Teresa, you live in Dallas, right?
No, I live in Houston.
Oh, Houston. Oh, okay.
So Teresa, what's going on in your life right now? How is everything?
It's a zoo in my world. It's quite interesting because we're moving. So I'm actually leaving the world's largest closet to another woman, and I'm doing another world's largest closet in my new home.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you were going to do like a big closet in your next house.
Yeah, so it's going to be totally different than this one because this one literally is 3 floors, 3,000 square feet. The next one is only 1 floor, but it's over 3,000 square feet, and it'll have double glass doors that'll take you out to a garden with waterfalls. So my events will be inside, outside. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow, that's insane. What's like an item in your closet that is your favorite?
That's like asking you what child is your favorite child.
Is there one brand that's your go-to brand? Like my daughter's and mine is Hermes. We just love this one Hermes bag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm definitely an Hermes girl. I have a very large collection. And I would have to say that's probably my favorite brand. But to ask me to pick which bag out of that entire brand that's in my closet, that would be hard because I love them all.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So I also saw you got a new Bentley on your Instagram. How is that?
That's fun. That's fun. You know, normally every year for my birthday, which is also my anniversary, my husband usually says, what do you want for your birthday? And I say, let's go on a trip. So we normally take like 2 massive 1 month long trips a year, you know, just to go to Europe or wherever. And of course this year, you know, last year with COVID and then this year with his health issues because of his bad back surgeries, I said, you know, we can't really travel overseas, so just give me a new car.
Right. That's great.
So you were a little nervous about going overseas still. I thought it had opened up a little bit.
Well, you know, it opened up during the summer because they wanted the tourism. But now that, you know, tourism is over with, they're kind of, Europe is kind of locking it back down again because they believe that COVID is still rampant in the United States and they don't want it over there now. But it was fine during the summer when they wanted our tourism.
How is it in your area now? Do you feel like you know people with COVID? And do you see on the news, your local news, that it's bad? Because see, in Orange County, I don't see anything.
That's the same thing. You know, they keep, the media keeps showing us these far-fetched stories and everything else. And yet we don't see anything. We don't know anybody with COVID. We don't know anybody that's died from COVID. You know, I just lost 3 girlfriends this year, just this year in the last 8 months to cancer, you know, so I'm a little more concerned about cancer than I am COVID, right?
Go get the screening. Go get the body scan.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, I personally have 3 girlfriends that have died this year from cancer, but I don't know anybody that's had COVID or died from COVID or anything. So I don't know.
I know a ton of people who have had it and had severe cases, but it's really like extreme, I feel like. Like I actually just had it and it wasn't that bad for me. And it was just like, I was really sore. But have you both gotten the vaccine?
I did.
No. Nope.
Yeah, I just got the first dose.
No, I believe and trust in my immune system enough. I'm a very, very healthy individual. I keep my immune system boosted all the time. I do every other week IVs. You know, I believe wholeheartedly in my immune system. So I'm willing to take that 99.999% chance of survival rate and get sick with it and kick its ass, you know?
Right. Well, if you're healthy, it does not affect you that much.
Yeah. Gotta just take vitamin C.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I just got back from Montana. Boy, is that truly God's country. It was so beautiful. I went to Whitefish. I stayed at, right downtown Whitefish, got a really cool Airbnb house so we'd have everything for the baby. It was so awesome. I loved it.
That's great. I think I saw on, I think it was your Instagram, you and your granddaughter.
Yeah, we had a lot of my granddaughter and my grandson. Yeah, it was so much fun.
That's great.
No, Montana and Wyoming are both extremely beautiful states. You know, I used to live in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and that's truly God's country too. I mean, like, it's just when you can be around those mountains and the wilderness and everything, that it's just, it's, you feel, I don't know why, but you even feel closer to God.
Yeah, I think I want to do, I want to try Salt Lake next. I hear that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't mind Salt Lake. But I truly believe Montana and like Jackson Hole, Wyoming are definitely the prettiest. Like, yeah, just, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like Salt Lake's good, but Park City, if you're going to go to Salt Lake City, you might as well go to Park City because Park City.
Yeah, Park City, that's where my friends live. So I want to go back to your closet for a minute.
Okay.
With a 3,000-foot closet, what kind of organization, computer system? Marianne Rogers, who used to be Kenny Rogers' wife, she had everything on index cards, so she knew where it was and all the racks were numbered. At one point, I think she had a dry cleaning rack where she could push a button, which was pretty cool. You know, an old dry cleaning rack so you can have your know where your stuff is, but you want to wear your black dress, your Escada dress, and your shoes. How do you find it?
Well, I have everything on mine is in the computer. So everything's got a number. Everything's got a place. Everything's in the computer. So I literally, my stylist can tell me, Teresa, for this event coming up, I need you to wear dress number 720, pair them with shoes 1196, with purse number 42, with jewelry necklace number 18. So everything is on an iPad. Everything's numbered. It's all inventoried.
That's right. So are you building your new house from the ground up or are you just renovating?
No, it's a brand new house. It just got finished. I did not build it. It was already built. So it was a spec home. So I am going to go in and do some changes and put my Teresa Romer finesse on it, you know, but definitely doing the closet my way.
What area, what part of Houston are you?
I'm north of Houston in a suburb called The Woodlands, Texas.
I think some baseball players live there. The Astros.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've actually never been to Texas.
Oh, really?
But I'd want to go someday, yeah.
No, this suburb is literally 30 miles from downtown Houston. So when I used to live in Irvine, in Orange County, California, to me, driving to LA was like the same thing. It was like a 30, 45 minute drive. So it didn't matter to me when we moved out here versus living in the city.
Where in Irvine did you live?
On Elmhurst.
Is that like Turtle Rock or what?
Yeah.
Okay. I just moved to Irvine a year ago and I really loved how fast you can get to everything.
Yes.
It was a haul to go everywhere.
Yeah, no, I love Irvine, Newport Beach. It's just so clean and you know, you just feel safe even.
Right.
What made you move to Texas? Taxes?
I got transferred here against my will. and then once I got transferred here, I fell in love with a Houstonian. And so, of course, now, you know, you can't leave Texas when your husband's born and raised.
Oh.
Right. So you built up a business of gyms, right? How did that go? Did you sell them or are you still an owner?
No. I started a health club. I actually started with one. I called it Body by Design. And then I built it into five. And then I ended up selling them. I, you know, turned it into a chain and sold them around the year 2000 and became a self-made millionaire. And
wow.
Just stayed in real estate, and you know, I've been a real estate agent for over 20 years, and I started my own brand. I've written 4 books. You know, I have my own pillow lines, candle lines, clothing lines, everything. Just got a brand.
Wow,
that's great.
That's very cool. And you're married with children?
Yeah. Between the two of us, we ended up with 6 children.
How fun.
We don't have any together, but he had 4 and I had 2. And then I lost my 19-year-old son in a tragic car accident in 2006. So already in heaven. He's already in heaven, but we've got 5 others that we still have. And then we've got 11 grandchildren.
Whoa, that's very fun. It's hard to lose a child.
Very hard. It's, you know, I when I was 28, I lost my 23-year-old brother, my little brother, and I thought that was the worst pain I would ever go through.
I can't even imagine. That's so horrible. I lost my grandmother last year, and it was just, like, crazy to me because that's the first person I've ever, like, experienced death with, you know? So it was really hard for me, and I couldn't even imagine, like, your own kid, you know, passing away because your kids are supposed to outlive you.
Right.
Well, look what Kara, she lost her baby when he was 7 days old. And I've never seen anyone mourn like that. I can imagine if it was a 19-year-old. I mean, how it's just, you got to be really, really strong.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. It's a tough one.
Yeah. My girlfriend lost her 19-year-old 2 years ago. And we celebrate so many of his different holidays. We do Christmas to light candles and all this stuff too. Help her through it. She's lobbying for all kinds of people who sell you drugs that have fentanyl in them to put them in prison for life and stuff. But it's kind of hard because sometimes they buy this stuff. The dealers buy it and don't know there's fentanyl in it. So,
right. Yeah.
Right.
That's why you want to stay away from drugs.
So what's everybody doing for Halloween? Anything fun?
I might go with my cousins. They're little. They're all under 10, so I might go hang out with them and walk around with them in their neighborhood. But other than that, I don't think I have any plans. What about you guys?
I'm going to Florida to do a family Halloween jaunt.
I will literally just be renovating a house.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So how far along are you in renovating it?
Well, we close on it this week, so I haven't even started. Literally, when we close on it, they're tearing out the old pool because I want to build a new pool. You know, I mean, like, there's all kinds of stuff that's going to be happening the day we close on it. So,
what are you going to do?
Well, like I said, we're tearing out the old pool.
Are you going to do a modern pool? Are you going to make it more modern, or what is it now, Ron?
No, it's going to be pretty much flat. But I need one end of it to be a beach entry because my husband, like I said, he had this horrible back surgery gone wrong in May, so he needs to be able to get in the pool for rehabbing, so he can't step up or step down because he's still in a walker. So literally I need it to be a beach entry on one end so that he can get in it and out of it. And then the other end will have sunbathing ledges and whatnot, but it'll fit the decor of the house. It's very Italian villa.
Are you going to be able to have his back another surgery to fix it? Or is it all therapy from now on?
Well, basically, he's learned how to walk. He spent an entire month in rehab learning to walk. But right now, he still has no control over his bladder or his bowels.
And so, oh, poor baby.
Yeah, so we don't know what's going to happen there. We're trying stem cell therapy. We're doing electrotherapy. We're trying everything. It's absolutely horrible.
And so you've sent his records and everything to the biggest spinal institute in the United States to see if there's any other ideas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The problem is, you know, he had two back surgeries back to back, one on one day and one the very next day because he was bleeding to death. And the nerves became so traumatized that they're trying to wake the nerves back up. But they told us we only have a 1 year window to get those nerves woke back up. And if they don't wake up, they'll be dead forever.
Did they give you the little electrodes just to put them on every day at home?
He goes twice a day to, there's this new machine out called a newbie. And it does some intense, when he's doing his actual workouts, they're like electrocuting him to death. It's just amazing. Like, you know, I mean, like, there's no way anything we do at home would come close to what he's going through there.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad he's doing it. Because I remember it really, really helped. And they put it on me once to try it. They put it on like my stomach and said, okay, we're going to put it on 33 and it makes you feel like you were doing sit-ups, right?
Yeah.
It was not fun.
So on your new house, are you going to document all of the like remodel and everything on your YouTube channel?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, up until now, we've not been able to talk about it because the people buying it are very private. So they didn't want it known. So we have not been able to talk about it or anything. And so
wait, your old house or your new house?
The old house, the house I'm selling.
Oh, they don't want you to talk about it because they're very private?
Yeah, they didn't want the publicity. They're coming from Mexico and they're very, very private.
They're very kidnap wary, yes.
Right, right. So Anyways, we've just not been able to talk about it. So this week, when we actually close on it, will be the first time I actually get to talk about it. And we start talking about the new house and so on and so forth. Yep.
Great.
Nice. Just don't talk about the secret rooms or the safes or anything, because they'll come back and sue you.
Exactly.
So, Gina, what kind of closets have you seen in real estate? Since I know you've probably worked with a lot of nice houses.
Well, there's a girl named Kelly Jenkins. Her husband owns Traxxas out of Dallas, Texas. They are the people I was visiting in Montana with my daughter and family. She had the most amazing closet. It had these bags to hang all their purses in so they don't get dusty. And they were clear,
wow,
see through them. And then she would take a little hook and get them down. And then she had the covered doors and drawers. And I loved my closet I had built at my last house. It wasn't large. It was a room, but it was all with mirrored glass doors shut, so you couldn't see what was behind it. So I really like that, because I'm not an organized person. I like to keep the dust off my clothes and the moths and whatever. So
in your new house in Irvine, are you doing anything special with it, or?
I'm renting that. I bought a house in Florida with a boat dock, and my son-in-law just put a boat on the dock. So I don't own anything in California anymore because of taxes. I don't want to own here anymore.
Right.
You know, that's becoming so known. Like, we have so many Californians moving to Texas right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I keep hearing about that. Yeah. Everyone's going to Texas, California.
That's pretty bad.
Texas and Florida.
I think they'll all be back once we get rid of the president and some people make some new tax rules. They'll all come back, because the prices aren't really going down. You think with everybody leaving that they'd start coming back, but they haven't.
Right.
So my son Shane's birthday is today.
Oh, yay. Happy birthday, Shane.
Sucks to be born on 9/11, but
oh, I know.
He's golfing with friends and we're going out to dinner tonight.
That's good.
So are you in Florida right now, or are you in California?
No, I'm in California. Hmm. I'm in California and supposed to be here till October.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to leave town for a while. Although I want to go to the Cowboy games.
Mm-hmm. We were actually having dinner the other night at the country club, and I met a new couple sitting at the bar, and they were from California. And I said, "Oh my God, how are you enjoying Texas now?" And he said, "I only have one regret. I wish I would have moved here 5 years ago."
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. My friends that have moved said they've saved like $400,000 in taxes already. So,
wow. Crazy.
Yeah. I need lipstick. I just went to the gym. I thought I'd have my trainer move my appointment, and I didn't notice the text. And it's like, oh, so she threw my whole day off.
Oh my gosh. So what gym do you train at, and how often do you go?
I train at any gym I can, and I go not enough. Once a week with a girl who beats me up for legs, because that's the most important workout. You got to get that one done because it's your biggest muscle and burns the most fat. But with being with my daughter, who's nursing and she eats every 2 hours, oh, yeah, yeah, I'd have to get back and reset my body.
Right.
Teresa, what do you do for a workout? You look like you're in great shape.
Oh, thank you. Well, I work out every day, but I work out with a trainer twice a week. Not because I don't know what I'm doing. I do. I've been in the health and fitness industry for 35 years. But I like going to her because I can get my mind off of everything I got going on and let her just kick my ass for 2 hours, you know. But on the days that I don't go with her, I do my own workouts. I have a great gym in this house. I go out and either take a run or go on my elliptical or do a power walk, anything to just move every single day. I mean, like, I've just done it since I was a little kid, so I don't know any different.
Right. That's great.
I think that's important.
Yeah. So what, like, diet stuff do you do to stay in shape, or do you not really have one?
I don't really diet. I just clean eat.
Okay.
I just eat really, really clean. I always have my entire life. I'm able to actually look at something and go, oh my God, not worth it. You know, I mean, like, I can tell that it's full of sugar. I'm like, I totally stay away from a lot of carbs. I just eat a lot of protein, a lot of vegetables. You know, I basically am chicken and fish and vegetables. Like,
that's the way to go.
Yeah. I try to stay away from dairy because it just makes me swell up. So I just know my body. And when I was a bodybuilder, you can figure out immediately when you look at something whether it's worth even taking a taste of or not, because it's not worth it.
Yeah, my trainer's a bodybuilder. X.
So did you do a lot of competitions, Teresa, when you were in bodybuilding?
Yes, I was a competitor for 15 years. And when I took the U.S. Open in 1999, I said, you know, I've gone as high as I can go on my God-given talents and abilities. I'm not going to do any drugs to go any farther. So, I was a competitor for 15 years. And then I said, that's enough. So,
it's hard on your body.
It's hard on your body, and it's hard on your social life, and it's hard on everything. I mean, like, I was single the whole six, I was single 16 years because I couldn't get a man to even want to be with me, because I think they thought I was too boring, because I wouldn't drink alcohol, I wouldn't eat shitty foods, I couldn't go to a movie because I couldn't eat popcorn, you know. So it's tough. It's a very, very selfish sport. So
right. So when did you meet your husband?
I met him about a month after I moved to Houston. My girlfriend actually took me to a church because I hadn't found a church yet. And we met in church.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
How did you meet in church? Did he just see the most beautiful girl in the world walk in and go sit behind you so you'd turn around and shake his hand?
No, it was worse than that. Literally, my girlfriend and I were sitting there and he walked in. And he just walked straight over and sat down right beside me. And, of course, he knew my girlfriend, because everybody knows everybody in Houston, it seems like, especially in the upper class of people. And the next thing you know, he's sitting there holding my hand. And I was like, what in the hell? Like, these Southern guys are forward. Oh, my gosh. You know, so I thought my girlfriend set it up. She didn't have anything to do with it. He just, you know, they just knew each other. And so I think he spotted her because he knew her. And then he came over to sit down, and then he just became smitten with me, and it's his history.
So what does your husband do for work, or did for work?
He's before? A geologist with a PhD in oceanography. We have oil and gas companies.
Nice.
Any single friends for me? There are no men in California for me. I haven't found a decent one.
Oh, California. No, that's hard to find a decent man in California.
I just don't like
it. Most of the time they're fake. Sorry.
Yeah, they're so fake.
Well, a lot of it's a facade, you know. Oh, they're driving this Lamborghini and yet they're renting it for the day, or that's the one thing I can say about Texas guys is the Texas guys, they're real. Like,
right.
They don't have to be fake. It's either you like what you see or you don't, whatever, move along, next in line. They're mama's boys. They really know Southern hospitality. And they're just good guys.
My daughter's married to a guy from Plano, Texas. She met him in UCLA, followed him to the NFL, and they got married in Florida. I mean, they got married, whatever. Yeah.
Do they still live in Texas?
No, they live in Jacksonville, Florida. He played 4 or 5 years with Jacksonville Jaguars and then retired as a cowboy. And I thought they'd stay in Dallas because it's close to California.
Right.
But Jacksonville, you can get a nice house a couple blocks from the beach with a pool. You can't get that anywhere. And she loves the ocean. So.
Yeah. Right. Oh, smart.
Yeah, that ocean's so beautiful there.
Oh, yeah.
That's really nice.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. So, Teresa, have you ever watched Real Housewives shows?
Oh, God, yeah. I've watched all of them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I found it interesting that they kicked Kelly Dodd off of Real Housewives.
I found it so interesting because I thought she was just like liquid gold to them, you know?
Right.
She was. Right. You never knew what was going to come out of her mouth. Right. She was fun.
Exactly. Right.
But she did have a lot of issues that they probably couldn't deal with them all.
Right. And then I'm in complete shock that they canceled or they're done with Real Housewives of Dallas.
They are? I didn't hear that. Wow.
Yep. Oh. No more.
Wow.
So Dallas is gone. What about Utah?
I don't follow Utah very much, but I mean, like, I don't know the story of why Dallas stopped. I mean, like, was it because of the views or did something go wrong or what? I mean, but they just said no more.
I thought it was around for a while too.
It wasn't getting enough viewership, probably.
Jen Shaw or someone from Utah went to jail recently. I can't remember what it was for. I think it was fraud. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, what do you think of Erica from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? What's going to happen there?
Yeah, she keeps her mouth shut on the show when it comes to all that.
I know, but I mean, like, now she's held responsible for all that money her husband, oof.
I know.
She shouldn't be responsible for that.
No, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, most guys don't let their wives know what they're doing and what's going on.
Right.
I have to know everything that's going on. Every time we go, every year during tax season, and I have to sign 32 tax returns, I'm sitting there looking at each one, right? My husband's like, what in the hell are you doing? I'm like, I'm not going to jail for your ass. I want to know what the hell I'm signing.
Right, that's the way to do it. Make sure you're in control of your finances and everything, you know.
He's like, you just have to trust me. And I'm like, nope. I've seen too many women. I've seen too many women have to go to jail or do whatever because they didn't.
Yeah, she's not going to get involved. She won't get in trouble. She didn't do anything. He did.
I know, but they're going to hold her responsible for the money.
I don't see how they can. They're usually happy with the guy.
I don't know. She had to have known somehow, and I don't know her personally, okay, but I'm just saying she had to have known the money was coming from somewhere to support that kind of a lifestyle. I mean, you can't be that stupid.
Well, she just probably assumed it was his work.
Yeah, I'm sure she did a little.
Right.
So did she divorce him just because, were they getting divorced anyway, or did, when he got arrested, she said bye-bye?
That's why I think she knows, because before she filed for divorce, or they separated, and then everything came out.
I mean, look at Bernie Madoff. His wife, everybody shunned her socially. She lost all of her friends, but she didn't go to jail. But they took every single thing she owned.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember Lynn Curtin from Orange County. Yeah, I watched the old seasons. And her husband didn't tell her anything about finances, and they got evicted, I think, which is crazy. But it happens a lot, I feel like.
He was just a contractor. They weren't rich. He was just a general contractor, and stuff goes bad. Sometimes you can do a beautiful house and the people won't pay you. So it's not always the contractor's fault.
Right.
You know? So anybody doing anything fun tonight?
I'm not sure. I might hang out with some friends. What about you guys?
Shane's birthday. I think we're going to go to Wildfish.
Nice.
It's my favorite.
We are packing.
Where are you going?
You're packing?
Oh, you're still packing, huh? When's your actual move date?
It wasn't supposed to be till the 16th or 17th, but now the buyers want to move in on the day of closing, which I have a museum company that has to move all of the geodes, and it takes them 3 days to do that. So I don't know how,
it should be closed plus 3 days.
Exactly.
So you don't move everything out of your house. Cause I just had a closing where the day of closing, the trust wasn't done right. And they had to track down the other people in the trust to be sure it was all whatever. It's going to be 2 weeks before we close. So everybody's out and nobody can move.
Well, and a year ago, we had this house sold, and on closing day, we did our signing at 10 a.m., and they were supposed to close at 2 p.m., and they never showed up at closing.
Jesus.
Wow.
So I had to move back into my house. Like, I was literally moving out. So, you know, we were trying to prohibit that from happening again this year.
Yeah, I think you got to ask for close plus two or three. It's just not worth it. You know how much it costs you to move back in.
Oh, it cost me $65,000 last year to move out.
Yeah. So I know if he's paying, I don't know how much your house is selling for, but if every one of his monies is in escrow the day you close and he releases $500,000 to you, then I'd feel.
No, basically he's got $170,000 in escrow right now. We sold the house for $6 million. And he says as soon as it's funded on closing day, he's moving in. In Texas, you're only required to put 1% down.
You got to have him put all the money in escrow. Is he paying cash or getting a loan?
Originally, he was paying cash, and then he decided with interest rates so low that they were going to carry a mortgage on it.
Yeah, that makes sense. $2 million loan. But the money, the rest of the cash should be in escrow the day before you close, that's for sure.
Well, the money is already sitting there.
Oh, it is? Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. All of it?
Yep.
Oh, then I wouldn't feel bad moving out. But he has to sign papers saying it's non-refundable.
I understand, but the house I'm buying, I don't buy till the very next day.
Mm. Oh, you need the money to buy. So he needs to release the money to you sooner for your new house. You can do that.
So it's just a damn mess. I'm just like, oh my God, what a mess.
Right. So Teresa, do you have any new projects you're doing on YouTube or social media?
No, like I said, now that the sale of the house is going through and the new ranch is, being bought and everything, we're going to start a new series called Roamer's Acres. You're way too young, but there used to be a show back when I was a little girl called Green Acres. And
I love that show. Oh. You could so be that fun girl.
Yeah. So we're going to start a series called Roamer's Acres, and it's going to be fun because we're going to be raising little baby ducks and all kinds of fun stuff. So it's going to be a fun series.
Nice. So your house is on a lot of land now, the new one?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
My girlfriend just bought alpacas, bison, cows. She lives up in Santa Maria, California. Oh my God. Llamas, little the cutest things.
Oh.
But it's a whole, you got to hire now a person to take care of them all, because when you go for traveling for a month, and then you need dogs to protect them from the other wildlife. It's like, oh my God, does it ever end?
Right.
Oh.
It's a lot of work to have a lot of animals on your land. So but I think it's manageable. Do it right, or you have someone come out and help. But.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a ton of fun today. Thank you so much, Teresa, for coming on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Of course. All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. Go check out our Instagram. It's at Our Reality Podcast. And tune in next time for Our Reality. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Teresa. Call me if you're ever coming into the OC.
Definitely. Thank you. Bye, guys.